Thanks to Wishart's Automotive, Kanar Street in Orange. It is Anthony Maroon from the Triple M Call team. Anthony, good morning to you.
Gilly, good morning. Yeah, it all kicks off tonight. Grand final replay from last year.
What a game to kick off round 23 of the NRL. And first and foremost, round 23. I mean, we're nearly there.
Well, you know, there's only this round and then two more general rounds, and then we say goodbye to the could-have-been, would-have-been, and we get down to the top eight. But it all starts tonight, mate. Latrell will be playing for South. There was some talk that Latrell won't be playing. Gilly, could Penrith lose two in a row?
No.
This is the question. Could Penrith lose two in a row?
I don't think so, mate. I don't think so. It was, but it was uncharacteristic, their performance against Melbourne. But then Melbourne just tackled and tackled and tackled, and they didn't put any points on Panthers last week.
Yeah, obviously Penrith have got players out, but look, they can afford to drop a game or two, as we said last week. But obviously, mate, I'm going to take my bunnies. Should be a blockbuster game at Accor Stadium. I can't wait.
7:50 tonight, that one. And then tomorrow, the early game is Cowboys taking on the Warriors.
Yeah, look, this one, Cowboys have one wobbly wheel at the moment, don't they, Gilly? Technically, they could still drop out of the top four. And their next two games after this week, South and Penrith. So they've got to win this one. They've just sort of hit a little bit of a rough patch, but I think they'll be okay this weekend.
All right, then the late game Friday, Broncos-Storm, that should be another good game.
Well, this will be an interesting game, mate, because I'm going to take the Storm. If they win with percentages, that's probably going to mean we have our top four for the season, I think. So I'm going to take Melbourne to win, but I think it'll be a close game. I think the Broncos need to start finding themselves again.
I think you're right. Eels taking on the Doggies.
Well, this is the sort of game Parramatta lose, isn't it? A Saturday arvo at Combank Stadium. These are the situations where Parramatta get ambushed for some reason. They played the Dogs earlier this year and Dogs beat them by 30. But look, I just favour Parramatta with Mitchell Moses back here, Gilly.
Yeah, absolutely right. This is the time to shine, isn't it, for all these superstars now. 5:30 Saturday, Manly taking on the Sharks.
Mate, did you know Manly really have the wood on the Sharks? They've played 34 times in the NRL era and Manly have won on 23 occasions. The Sharks will have their handful, but I think Manly are on the way out and the Sharks should win.
Okay. Roosters taking on the Tigers.
Yeah, Roosters will win this one here. Your Roosters, Gilly, one step closer to a top eight finish.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're looking good if we can get this one done. We've got a couple of hard games coming up against your mob and then I think it's the Storm as well. So a bit of work to do for us to get there.
Yeah, look, I think so, mate. Getting there, I say get there. The best they can do is top eight, not top four. So get there, the Roosters, and then week by week.
Yep. All right. Dragons, Titans.
Dragons.
Yeah, indeed. And the final game, Knights and Raiders, the Knights.
Yeah.
Hasn't it been ugly? I mean, a couple of blokes coming out of a cubicle, just horrible.
Look, I just don't know what's going on there. They just seem to lack some sort of cultural leadership at the moment. I'm going to tip the Raiders, and that will pretty much mean the Raiders will move to 26, and the top eight will be down to nine teams, really. I think if we suggest Manly get beat after this weekend, I think only nine teams can make the top eight.
Yeah, absolutely. Anthony Maroon's with us. Thanks to Wishart's Automotive, Kanar Street in Orange. For all you and your family car servicing needs, mate, thank you as always.
Thank you very much, Gilly. Talk next week. Go the Bunnies.